just dial in toll free. The number for you, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
You can join us, of course, on our website as well, over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Lots to talk about tonight, of course. The big news, the follow-up on what we talked about last night out of the Occupy Wall Street protest, which you actually went down and attended.
Yes, I did, in New York City.
How many days were you there?
I was there for 4 days.
4 days. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you heard the news, but yesterday it had been announced that early this morning they were planning on kicking everyone out of the park.
It is, in fact, a private park, owned privately, but there is some deal that the city requires that it have public access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So yeah. I'm not really sure how they compel...
It's strange.
Yeah, it's convoluted, you know?
It's called Zuccotti Park, and it's owned by Brookfield Properties, Brookfield Office Properties Incorporated. So it turns out they backed down. They decided to not evict people from the park this morning, and they instead have delayed their planned cleaning of Zuccotti Park. And according to the deputy mayor, late last night we received notice from the owners of Zuccotti Park that they're postponing their cleaning of the park and, for the time being, withdrawing their request from earlier in the week for police assistance during their cleaning operation. Brookfield believes they can work out an arrangement with the protesters that will ensure the park remains clean, safe, available for public use, and the situation is respectful of residents and businesses downtown, and we will continue to monitor the situation. So basically, the company decided they'd rather make an agreement with the protesters than use force on them.
Gee, imagine that.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I think so, too.
You know, there were so many complaints. I did a blog post on cdevolution.org, yes, because that's who sponsored me to go down there.
Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from what I witnessed, there was absolutely no violence by any of the protesters.
Right.
They were all very reasonable in how they interacted with one another and other people, and they weren't disrupting any business that was going on, etc. Someone said something about them urinating in the park. Did not see anything like that whatsoever. And there were all kinds of agris open market businesses going on there, whether it was cigarettes, and water bottles and food being prepared. They had set up a security for at nighttime so that the police couldn't come and bother the protesters. It's funny, the security was set up to protect the protesters from police, not from, you know, what you would typically think you need policing, like from theft or from,
right,
you know, those sorts of things. And as far as the cleanliness, this one officer who goes by Massa, he remarked,
jeez,
yeah, I know, but he actually happens to be an oath keeper, and mm-hmm, I think it was kind of tongue-in-cheek. He actually said that the young man who had been kind of hired by the protesters, or the occupiers, they don't like to be called protesters, occupiers, to clean up every morning, he said, that kid was hustling, and if I had a job, I would hire him to do the job.
Mm.
So, you know, the and as far as the blue shirt police, they had no problems with the occupiers, and occupiers didn't seem to have much of a problem with them. It was really the white shirts that were the problem. And Michael Bloomberg, I think, is a sore. You know, he keeps changing his mind every other day. It's, yeah, we're going to allow them to have free speech. Oh, we're going to corral them and arrest them all. Oh, this today we're going to do this. And, you know, I think that the occupiers are doing great, just ignoring him and doing what they do.
Yeah, so this morning, apparently the word came down around 6:30 to the crowd of folks that were preparing themselves to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of them were going to pack up and leave, but a lot of them were prepared to, you know, stick it out and go ahead and go to, you know, get some handcuffs put on themselves because of this. According to the New York Post, hundreds of Occupy Wall Street protesters, emboldened by officials backing down this morning from evicting them from the Zuccotti Park campsite for a 7 a.m. cleaning, stormed Wall Street, leaping over barriers and getting into a fracas with police.
Nice.
A throng of protesters streamed. Well, it ends up looking violent, right?
Well,
there's a photo here of what appears to be a police officer throwing a punch at a protester. Things turned predictably violent as cops tackled protesters and chased them up the street, forcing everyone to the sidewalks in what turned into a melee. According to protester James Sinclair, we were just marching. They're assaulting us. Police arrested at least eight people on Beaver Street as a throng of protesters flipped over a police scooter on Broadway. Cuffed protesters yelled, "The whole world is watching. Shame on you." Five more were arrested at another corner where protesters got into a confrontation with a police officer on a scooter. A protester's leg ended up under the officer's scooter. In all, 15 people were arrested as they marched back to the park by 8:30 in the morning. In another piece over at the Wall Street Journal, it says that approximately 100 people at one point went out and sat down, I guess, in the middle of the road, according to, I believe, about 100 protesters sat down in front of police vehicles. Police arrested at least two people as hundreds raised brooms into the air and moved onto Wall Street. So it sounds
like they're cleaning up Wall Street. Is that the idea with the brooms?
I don't know about the Wall Street, but they certainly are likely going to be cleaning up, you know, Zuccotti Park.
Okay.
As part
of
an agreement with the owners.
Oh, okay. So the brooms weren't symbolic. They were.
I'm not certain about what the brooms were about.
Right.
If you were there, though, and you'd like to explain, you're certainly welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. But a big morning in New York City, as last night there was a lot of tension, likely, around that situation after it's been weeks that these folks have been there camping out, protesting. The expectation was that they were going to be kicked out in the morning, the park was going to be cleaned, then people were going to be allowed back into the park. However, at that point, they were supposed to be enforcing, the police were at that point supposed to be enforcing some sort of city regulations that prevent people from, like, setting things down. So if you have a backpack, for instance, you want to put it down, maybe it's too heavy, you know, get a little heavy for you, then that would be against some sort of city ordinance. Certainly you wouldn't be able to put up a tent or put a table up or do anything that would be more than you just simply walking around through the park.
Right. And I think that that's what I really like about the occupation that I saw in New York, is that they're protests. They have marches and things like that. But their point is, we are occupying. We're just staying here and we're not leaving. And I think that that's a pretty effective, actually, means of garnishing, you know, support. I mean, we've had Kanye West down there and Mark Ruffalo, if you're familiar with that
I've
actor.
I've heard the name, but I don't.
Yeah, so
don't
Kanye West is a singer, and then there's another hip-hop artist. And, you know, I think for them, Susan Sarandon went down there. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm on this bandwagon, too. Yeah, power to the people. And
sure,
there was a little bit of a joke that, you know, Kanye was down there with his
$500 jeans.
Yeah. Not quite that, but yes. And, you know, I don't really care how much someone's outfit, you know, costs. I've had $1,000 jeans before, and they wore out just as fast as my
$15
ones. Yeah.
So 1-855-450-FREE is the number. I don't know what else, you know, if there's more to report about this. So apparently there was a conflict with the police today. That's probably a little unfortunate. But then again, as is in many cases, it's likely the police initiated the violence. That's usually how it goes.
Right. And I think that they would, based on what I heard from them, they would justify it in saying, well, that there was a barrier up. And so they, you know, these people stormed the barrier, and therefore, you know, the police were doing their job. Considering Chase Morgan just donated $4.2 million to the police department. Did you know about that?
Yes, we did talk about that.
Yeah, $4.2 million.
It was prior to all
security.
Of this, apparently. It was prior to any of these things happening. So it really just shows that there have been long-standing ties between the police and these big banks.
Yes.
Yeah. So, coming up still, speaking of the police and hurting people, apparently there's a grandmother who's suing the police over what happened with a raid on her home. But also, we've got our own little situation with a park here in town, Michelle. And we spent the afternoon together kind of mediating this situation, dealing with this situation. So
trying to.
We're looking for ideas, and we'll give you more detail on that coming up here in a moment. And, of course, you're welcome to share whatever's on your mind at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 1-855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And we want to invite you also to our website. We've got a lot of features. They are free, including the mobile sites. If you want to get quick access to our live streams and podcast, head over to m.freetalklive.com. To do that, that's mobile, or rather m.freetalklive.com. And speaking of SACL CAI, if you've got a company that needs to try something new, in the area of collections, get in touch with SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Now, there is more news from the various different Occupy protests around the country. It was a pretty successful day in New York City, where on Wall Street at Zuccotti Park, the protesters were expecting to be arrested en masse this morning because they were going to be evicted from the park while the park's owners had it cleaned, then allowing people back in, although not allowing them to continue camping at that point. So it was supposedly going to be a real big crackdown kind of a day. Ended up not happening. The park's owners decided they'd rather negotiate with the folks that are occupying the park rather than bring the police in to bust some heads.
And you know,
cooler heads prevailed in this case.
I had understood, I just assumed, actually, no one told me otherwise, that the park was public. It just didn't occur to me that it was private, and because of the sign that says 24-hour-a-day access by the public, or, mm-hmm. whatever. So, at the point when I found
out... privately owned, but they're following regulations, right?
Right. I mean, I just don't... I'm conflicted a little bit, because I believe that private property is, people ought to be able to do what they want with their property. So, if this man wants to have the occupiers removed and it's private property, fully, truly private property, then he ought to be able to use force if necessary to remove people from his property.
That's true. I mean, if they haven't moved after they've been asked to move,
right,
then that would be acceptable. The very minimal level of force that's necessary to get people to leave, that's true. But as as was pointed out, there's some sort of weird interlocking agreement between
right.
the owner and the government, or maybe it's just government rules that are being forced upon the owner, or who knows what. But certainly the government was willing to do their bidding by using the police to move the protesters out. But again, they came to a resolution. So everything's okay, at least as far as we've heard, out of Wall Street. But there are other Occupy protests going on across the country. And in fact, many more are expected tomorrow on what is supposed to be like a national day of occupation.
Yes.
So even here in our little Keene, New Hampshire, there's going to be an Occupy event just after high noon tomorrow in downtown Keene. But right now it's happening in many places, larger cities, of course, including San Diego, where, according to NBC San Diego, two demonstrators at what has been a week-long Occupy San Diego protest were arrested today at their Civic Center Plaza. At about noon, officers began moving protesters out of the plaza, and protesters resisted. Five were pepper sprayed. An additional protester was arrested. San Diego police officers held true to their warning and forcibly removed tents that had not been removed by the midnight deadline. At approximately 7:30, they arrested one man. Officers had released a warning to the organizers of Occupy San Diego as of Thursday afternoon, and they gave a midnight deadline originally, but then extended the warning until 7 a.m. Any tents left on the property would be removed, and those who resisted would be arrested. So it sounds like a similar tactic as what they were intending to do in New York City is, give these folks warning, give them a heads up, hey, if you don't leave, we're going to possibly hurt you, and then move in with the troops, and that's basically what they did. The last tent was removed at noon, but a group of occupiers remained in the plaza. More officers arrived on motorcycles and stood in a line near the protesters. A portion was closed off with chain-link fence, and city employees were clearing it out. After the tents were impounded, protesters yelled at the police, "Thank you for stealing our home." And so apparently they did stay peaceful. There weren't any fights in that particular case. And what will happen in San Diego at this point is uncertain. Assistant Chief Boyd Long held an open dialogue with the protesters in Thursday afternoon. He told them they had to remove their tents and property and cannot bring them back. So it sounds like, again, the exact same tactic that they would have used in New York City to make it so that once we clean up this park, if we see anybody put anything down on the ground again, you'll be arrested. So to basically really cut back on the ability of people to occupy these parks, because of a critical factor is that somebody can camp there.
So they need 1,000 more people to go down there and make it completely inefficient and cost ineffective, prohibitive to arrest those people for that.
Well, when you say 1,000 more people go down, do you mean to set up tents?
To occupy, yes.
Okay, I see.
Yes, make it so cost prohibitive that they have to back down.
Boy.
That the police have to back down.
That sounds good, and numbers certainly are a critical factor here, and I bet you they have more numbers in New York City than they do in San Diego. I'm not sure, but I'm just...
Right.
San Diego's only been going for a week. New York City's a solid month, pretty much, at this
but
point.
But, you know, there were only a couple hundred people at Occupy Wall Street that were... in Liberty Plaza. It's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
The park's not that large. And but after I left, I guess there was a groundswell of people. Typically, for the marches and things, people were getting off work and going down for 7 o'clock marches.
I see.
And so they'd, you know, then a bunch more would descend upon the area.
So there's more news, not just out of San Diego, but also Denver, where approximately 24 people were arrested. Some people are claiming that they weren't part of the Occupy Denver group, but how do you determine that? I mean, unless you ask each of the people that the police arrested, are you part of Occupy Denver, how would they be able to say that they didn't think that they were? According to the story, there was another crackdown that happened in Denver. It happened about 2:45 in the morning when Denver police and sheriff's deputies began removing tents from Veterans Park. Many protesters had removed their tents and vacated the park voluntarily, although others chose to stay and risk arrest. So there were a few brief moments of pushing and shoving between protesters and police, but things remained relatively calm. Protesters expressed anger with the decision to remove them from the park. One said, "I think we have a right to be here, and I think they're in the wrong. Just because we're homeless doesn't mean that they can't be homeless just because we're homeless doesn't mean they can't be homeless just like us in a minute," meaning the city employees who did the evicting. "We're here just to be respectful and try to express our opinions, that's all." And I think many of these other parks are likely government parks, but I haven't done the research on the, you know, the details as to Veterans Park. That sounds like a government
park, right?
So, again, about 24 people arrested in Denver today, more arrests in San Diego.
A bunch of arrests in Iowa.
There's an Occupy Iowa?
Yes, there is, in Des Moines.
What happened there? Any idea?
You know, I was just getting ready to read about it. Someone pinged me or whatever, that I guess there were 100 people or something that were arrested.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal.
It
Occupy
is.
Seattle also resulted in arrests as well, which once again has to do with the people being forced to take down their tents. So it seems like across the country there's a nationwide effort by the police to get people to clear out their tents.
So everyone get down there with your tents.
Conveniently, the day before... the National Occupy Project.
Imagine that.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. And within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You know those other talk shows, they want to charge you for accessing their websites and their whatever features they have there. I think you'll find that we have more features for free than you'll pay for on a lot of those other talk show websites.
Pictures of pretty girls.
There's the Shrine of Female Listeners, for sure. And there's also years worth of the show available to you for download. You don't have to log in or click through any ads or anything like that. You just go and download however much you want. It's all free over at freetalklive.com, so do enjoy all of that on us. Ruger, by the way, has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new and slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact and has various safety features, including 3-dot sight system. And Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you. That's Ruger.com. So continuing the news about the Occupy events happening around the country, where it also seems like the police departments of the country have managed to organize themselves, and it seems awfully coincidental that the crackdowns are happening a day before the national Occupy event that is going on around the country tomorrow.
I think the crackdown. Yes, I think it's actually going to backfire on the state.
Meaning that people will be so upset by what they see that they're more likely to come
out
tomorrow?
Bring five friends with them.
I think you might be right about that. I hope you're right about that. Yeah. And we're seeing a variety of levels of compliance. In New York City, they actually didn't have to non-comply because the cops never made a move due to the fact that there was an agreement between the owner of the property and the occupiers. They're going to work something out rather than use the force of the state, which is great news. In other places, a lot of people are occupying state-run property, like completely government so-called public property.
Yes.
And in those cases, it's basically up to, you know, the aggressors, the people calling themselves the city, to decide whether or not to use discretion. And in many cases, they aren't. They're cracking down. They told people yesterday, you move your tents by a certain time of night, or else we're going to come in, we're going to take your property from you, you are not going to get it back. And if you sit or stand in our way in any way, shape, or form, we will arrest you. And around the country, we've seen people have been arrested. San Diego, a couple of people arrested. There was also news out of Detroit where... Denver, where a couple dozen people were arrested. And then
30
Michelle,
in Iowa. I
you said 100.
I misspoke, yes. 30 in Iowa and two juveniles. And
but that's
know,
pretty. That's a pretty large amount of people, 30 people
absolutely,
to be arrested.
Especially from that area, given how many people were out there in the first place. One of the things that has been interesting to watch is the difference between those areas, like Philly, that go ahead and get permits. The places that seem to be getting permits are having a harder time resisting the police and than the places that didn't get permits in the first place. So that's kind of my contention is if you take ownership of yourself, then and you have a line, you know, in the sand and you have a clear goal and a clear vision in mind for what you want, then it's, you know, a mind that is made up. There's nothing stronger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Casey says that, a friend of mine. And in any case, I think that the Occupy Wall Street people had their minds made up about what it is that they were upset about and that they were going to take over that area and occupy it. And they weren't going to ask permission. They set up tents. They are set up, you know, sleeping bags, whatever. And I think that some of the other places like Philly and what have you started out by getting permits and asking permission in the first place.
Right. They're appeasing the very man that they supposedly are against.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of go into it kind of weak-kneed.
Absolutely.
You know?
It makes me sad whenever I hear people suggesting that. And I had heard a similar suggestion at the Occupy Keene organizational, or what are they called, General Assembly meeting that I attended on Sunday night about attempting to get a protest to shut down the street, which seemed, you know, a permit, rather, to shut down the street,
right.
Which seemed pretty unbelievable that it would even be taken seriously by, you know, the city council in the first place. I mean, can you imagine someone going and asking the city council, can we, you know, shut down Main Street so we can have a march? That's pretty unlikely. But even so, you're right. It's the whole bowing down thing in
but
advance.
But it separates private property from public property. You, no matter what you try to do, cannot get a permit to come onto my property. No one can get a permit to come onto your property, Ian, to come in this house. They cannot go somewhere and get a permit. For them, they
unless they're
to,
the government, in which case
exactly,
they can do whatever they want.
They can get a warrant, yeah. and so that's a different thing. But no one, I couldn't, if I wanted to be here and you didn't want me here, I couldn't go to the city and say,
right.
you know, get a permit. So that clearly defines the difference between private property and public property. If it's, in fact, public property, then you ought not to need a permit anyway because you own that property.
Supposedly.
You're a co-owner.
Although
right.
we found out here in Keene that if they decide they can ban you from so-called public property. Our friend Derek, who's a co-host on this show, has been banned for a year from Keene Central Square, which isn't even a park. It's what they call a common, which in New England, these common areas have gone back historically hundreds of years, and they have always had this reputation of being a place where everyone is allowed to go.
I've been evicted from Miller Park.
Oh, where is that?
Miller Park is out near Peterborough.
Gotcha.
It's just beyond there.
Evicted, yeah. But given a no trespass notice?
If I go onto the property, I will be arrested.
Wow.
I know. And because of Bloom, my nice
dog,
yeah.
You let him off the leash, and they didn't like that very much, huh?
No.
So 1-855-450-FREE is the number. Other news out of Seattle Times, where several Occupy Seattle protesters were arrested last night. One more detained this morning. 10 protesters arrested after they refused to leave a tent-like structure set up in Seattle's Westlake Park. So it sounds like they were arrested for... That sounds weird. Why would they arrest the protesters for leaving a tent... Wait, for not taking it... Hold on a second. Well, how is this written here? They were arrested after they refused to leave a tent-like structure set up. I see. So they were taking down the tent and apparently told to keep it there? Amid chanting and beating drums, saxophone music, cheers and jeers, the 10 protesters were removed from the tent and arrested. About 7:30 this morning, a man was detained after it appeared he was trying to take some items back from park workers who were cleaning out the area. Maybe that's written wrong. How strange. Why would they arrest people for taking down a tent? Unless it was like some sort of state tent. It was a three-sided white cloth affair, not a real tent, and it was eventually removed by police while five protesters were still inside. They were left behind, sitting in a circle with linked arms. Toward 11:30, police were standing over five people. It must have been written wrong if the police took the tent away.
Isn't that funny, though? Stand up, sit down, stand up, right. Sit down. Don't sit down. Okay, I'll stand up. You're being arrested for standing up.
Toward 11:30, police were standing over five people who had linked arms sitting in the middle of the park. It was unclear whether they were being reasoned with or citing. And then the police left amid loud cheering from the protesters. Seattle Police Chief Assistant said he tried to quell several protesters who claimed their friend was wrongfully detained. He said that officers are not there to make arrests unless they have to. Each morning, parks workers and police surround the protesters and ask them to pick up their belongings so the ground can be washed and trash can be collected. This morning, two garbage trucks and about a dozen parks workers gathered at the site. About three dozen protesters were at the park this morning. They said 30 had spent the night in the park and that police have been allowing protesters to be in the park all night long so long as they aren't camping. And so, again, you've got another example of the police refusing to allow people to camp out in these ostensibly public places. And, you know, a lot of people would be upset if somebody put a tent up in the local park. They would be, you know, they would be upset about that because they see the park as a place where, you know, they should be able to go without having to run into somebody's tent.
Wait until we have tent cities all over.
You mean like as the economy gets worse?
Right.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, we actually had a tent city here.
There still is out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm told it's still there. And that's because the owner of that property doesn't care about it. He's fine with them being there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got public private property, then they can't do as much to you about it. More on the way here. Your thoughts welcome as the crackdowns around the country continue. But it's not just Occupy news that we've got for you tonight. There's much more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. acknowledgments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in and take control of these airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Michelle.
And, of course,
no Mark.
No, Mark's on vacation until Tuesday, I think. So enjoy the time without him. If you are the, if you do enjoy the time without him.
That's terrible.
Some people like Mark. Some people don't. Some people like me. Some people don't. Some people like you, Michelle, and some don't.
No, yeah. Everyone loves me. Well, I know it's more not like a like-dislike. It's more like a love-hate.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I seem to either really, you know, impress people or get under their skin in a big way.
That just means you make a difference, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
Well, because if you're inconsequential, then people won't hate you.
Oh.
Right? If you just don't matter,
right,
then they're not going to spend time hating you. They're going to find someone else to hate
there.
That actually makes a difference in their world in a way that they don't like.
Right. I feel so much better now.
I hope so. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. Also, coming up on October 19th, Ron Paul. Yeah, maybe you've heard about this campaign this time around. Maybe he's been getting a little bit more attention than the last time he ran a presidential campaign. But still, the media blackout is in full effect in many cases with the Ron Paul campaign. Despite the fact that he's doing much better in polls this time around than last time, they still aren't interested in giving him attention. And so there's a plan to deal with that over at blackthisout.com. October 19th, liberty lovers everywhere intend to create a ripple so big that no media outlet will be able to ignore it. So you can go to blackthisout.com and get involved. That's blackthisout.com. And Michelle, you said you're a Ron Paul supporter.
I am a supporter of the message of bringing the troops home, ending the wars, ending the Federal Reserve, and having a currency that's a hard currency, not a fiat currency. So he happens to be the messenger. If he were to change his message, I would no longer support him. So, yes.
He's doing a good job, and you can help him out over at blackthisout.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Troy is on the line in L.A. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Troy?
Well, I was just on the Internet here, and we were talking about health, and Michelle said I should call in.
That's a good thread you have going there. You're talking about the flu shot and discouraging. This is like the flu season and time. You know, I see advertisements everywhere, like the CVS, where people are...
Get your flu shot.
Get your flu shot.
No prescription necessary. I've never had a flu shot.
Nope, me neither.
Yeah, I never had a flu shot either. And so I think there's a little bit of a conflict of interest because there's not a lot of information out on the toxic elements that are in the flu shots. And it's just marketed to the unassuming like it is you know, very beneficial. However, I'm on the internet every day and I hear people talk about all sorts of side effects, including getting extremely sick and getting neurological damage.
Well, you know, like you said, there's not a lot of information out there about it, and I don't really understand. It seems like it's just based on fear. I mean, they're just fear-mongering the idea that the flu is somehow a severe risk to most people. I don't really see that being the case. I understand some people do die of getting the flu, but people die of a variety of things every single day in this country. It seems
more people have died from the flu shot than have been dying from the flu.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that Mark has had a real personal negative experience with taking a flu shot in the past.
Yeah, and I think so many people are so wrapped up in this whole thing about dying, and they're so afraid to live because they're so afraid of dying. And dying is a part of life, and people get so caught up like some magic pill is going to save them from everything, every time, everywhere. And the fact of the matter is, I don't think you can sterilize the whole planet away from, you know, pathogens. We're in symbiotic relationship with microbes, pathogens, bacteria, viruses, and it's about making your constitution strong. When your constitution's strong, your immune system's strong, you can fight off all of this stuff. And they don't teach you how to do that in school. They don't teach you about bioaccumulation of toxicity in your body and how to clean out your liver, your kidneys, and colon, something elders did in our years past and kind of just left our culture.
So, Troy, what do you think about a couple months ago, we talked about Michelle Obama's proposal to, you know, invert the food pyramid and to have a change in the structure of how food and nutrition is taught in the school systems. And not only that, they're trying to make it illegal for, you know, not only in New York City can restaurants not have trans fats, but then trying to make it so that restaurant chains have to give children desserts that do not have sugar in them.
Oh, geez.
Exactly. So you can get a chocolate, you can get a brownie, and it's made of beans. Well, I've had raw food desserts that you would never think that they're made without sugar. They're raw and they're delicious. But the idea that it's going to be legislated is to me
scary.
Ridiculous.
It really is a dangerous world to go to, a slippery slope. Because as soon as they start controlling one thing, then before you know it, they're controlling 10,000 things. And then, you know, before you know it, they're inventorying your pantry and your kitchen, sending government agents into your house to make sure that you don't have any sweets that you could possibly be feeding your children.
Or raw milk.
Yeah, well, exactly. We know they're doing raids on raw milk stores. So, I mean, the camel's nose is already under the tent in a lot of different ways. Troy, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you guys said a lot in those two sentences there. First of all, I think that there is miseducation, misalignment of thoughts, misalignment of understanding of what's happening across the board systematically on the planet, whether it's political, economical, agriculturally. You know, the fact of the matter is the systems are completely backwards from the bankers down. We have to wean ourselves off of oil, drugs, weapons, chemicals, and agribusiness. These are the five industries that run the world. Wars are fought on oil, and everything kind of trickles down from there. The weapons industry is intertwined with the chemical industry, which is intertwined with the agribusiness industry. We don't know what food is anymore because it's not really defined because all these other industries are intertwined with them. So people are completely bamboozled and confused. So the do-gooders get in there and they say, hey, let's ban trans fats and let's ban sugar because these things are drugs. And it's just a mass confusion of people are just completely lost and they're not being responsible for themselves. So my whole thing is about education from the ground up on what is what. And there is a natural biological match for human biochemistry in nature. And so we have gotten away from the natural world in many facets, everything from C-sections and births and being disconnected with our shoes to the actual earth and not being grounded. to eating GMOs and
all right, so I agree with generally the kind of the thrust of your statement, but I mean, the idea that people shouldn't wear shoes, really?
Well, I'm not mandating that. I'm just saying.
Right. No, I understand that, but.
Let's educate people on being reconnected to nature and
yeah.
activating their own intuition and utilizing the intelligence and reclaiming the power that human beings innately have inside of them. And then as we all become sovereign nations and we become personally responsible for our own bloodstream and whatever goes in the pie hole, then we can create a just world that's out there. But while everyone's confused and bamboozled to actually what is food, what is nature, what is our responsibility in the world, and then they're looking outside and blaming others and thinking that the government's going to help them or this, that, or the other thing. They're just confused. You know, I believe the next evolution in human history will be when we all become responsible, transparent, integrous, sovereign nations, responsible for our own bloodstream first, and then being able to teach that same level of integrity out to our brothers and sisters.
That sounds nice.
You know, you mentioned the food connection and everything, and just today, Ian and I had lunch, and my sons were out driving around, and they showed up really late, and I asked Omar, I said, "What took you so long to get to the restaurant?" And he said to me, he said, "I'm sorry, I was so hungry that I got confused." And now my kids are, you know, very in tune with their bodies and what have you. And he understood that as his blood sugar got low, he doesn't make as good decisions, you know, and for people who maybe aren't in tune, I just can't imagine how, you know, with the obesity rate and the diseased rate of people, the diseased state of people in this society, they can't possibly be making good decisions.
Troy, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I get the idea of reconnecting, and I certainly appreciate nature, but I also appreciate that there are rusty nails and like pieces of glass out there, and I don't really want to be stepping on those. I wear shoes for a practical reason.
No, but I need to get you out on a walk in the grass, though, without your shoes.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, as long as there's nothing
barefoot
out there.
Barefoot in the park.
It just all depends, man. I mean, there could be some broken bottle out there. I don't want to say, like, I live in fear, but on the other hand, once you've
right.
been stabbed enough times in the foot, you just have to be a little cautious. Hour two is next. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.